House Bill 1275, an act to revise the definition of custodian as it relates to child abuse or neglect.
House Bill 1275 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the body, thank you. I know the day is getting long, and we got an important engagement tonight. However, this will just take a moment. I think this is also another important issue, and many of you are quite familiar with it. House Bill 1275 seeks to revise the definition of custodian as it relates to child abuse and neglect. The current statute defines custodian as any foster parent, employee of any public or private residential home or facility, other person legally responsible for a child's welfare in a residential setting, or person providing in-home or out-of-home care. And for purposes of this definition, out-of-home care means any daycare as defined in 26.6.14 and 26.6.14.1. Currently, Child Protection Service receives reports from the community, from parents, and from other concerned citizens regarding the care of children in licensed, registered, and unregistered child care setting, and we respond appropriately. However, the current statute does not include unregistered family daycare providers as custodians under the Child Abuse and Neglect Statute. Reports that involve physical abuse or sexual abuse can be handled by law enforcement. However, situations involving neglect or emotional maltreatment may not be in nature, therefore may not be investigated as thoroughly by law enforcement. House Bill 1275 would expand the definition of custodian to unregulated family daycare providers by adding Section 26.6.14.8. This will help further clarify Child Protection Services' role in investigating allegations of child abuse and neglect involving unregulated family daycare providers and prevent children at risk from falling through the cracks. I believe it is important to note that the definition of unregulated family daycare means providing care and supervision of children from more than one unrelated family in a family home. So a grandparent taking care of their grandkids is not under this control. This is the supervision of children of more than one unrelated family person. So I believe children in unregistered family daycare settings should be afforded the same protection as those in licensed or registered child care settings. I would appreciate your support of House Bill 1275.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Bulk.
Well, I was hoping I wasn't going to have to be the first one again on this bill, but I guess I am. Well, Senator Sutton has, to his credit, at least told you that this is not needed to the extent that there is no investigation unless this bill passes. Law enforcement already has the ability to go into these places, do the investigation. In fact, the Department of Social Services in their testimony in committee clearly told us that the majority of the times these investigations are undertaken, they are requested by law enforcement to do the investigation on behalf of law enforcement. This is the seatbelt bill all over again. We are going from a secondary offense to a primary one. That's all the Department of Social Services wants. They want to sidestep, bypass the law enforcement. They want to bypass the judicial process. They want first crack at the apple. They want to get in these homes. And I will tell you, to Senator Vitter's credit, this is the bill that he was really addressing. This is the back door. This is the requirement, the first step on a slippery slope towards requirement of licensing and registration of all daycare providers in South Dakota. This is what's going to happen. Know that's what your vote means when you cast it. If you don't want this, if you don't want primary offense category going to the Department of Social Services, first crack at the apple for them to do in-home investigation without the presence or involvement of law enforcement. Vote no on this bill. I strongly encourage you to vote no on this bill and defeat this bill today. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1275. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA? Bogue?
Aye.
Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Elmer?
No.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hutmacher. Cleven. Ketzel. Koskin. Madden. McCracken. McIntyre. Moore. Munson. Olson. Putnam. Reedy. Staggers. Sutton. Simmons. Bitter. Valesky. Whiting. Madam President, ayes 19, nays 13, excused 3.
House Bill 1275 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.